This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I've seen a lot of stuff in my time, especially on social media, especially in sports, and especially when those worlds collide. I don't know if I've ever seen this. Honestly, this struck me. And I'm not prone to hyperbole. I'm just not. I speak the truth in what I feel. This blew me away. So, there is a place called, let me see so I have it right. It's right outside of Belmont, Ohio, okay? Union Local High School is a place. Well, there was a middle school basketball game happening there, and there was a team called Cadiz, C-A-D-I-Z, I guess, playing there. So, it's not far from Steubenville. It's not, like, far from here, right? These teams are playing in here, and one team, this team was playing, and a coach had to write this letter to players' parents on his team. He actually put it on the Facebook page of his junior high basketball team, girls' basketball team. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
The only way to do it service is to read it verbatim. Tonight, at Union Local High School, our 8th grade Lady Huskies were forced to forfeit a game in which we were up 14 points due to the continual and unacceptable bothering of the officials by some of our fans. As the head coach and leader of these young ladies and this program, it was extremely disheartening to witness. These young ladies have worked too hard over the past 2 months to have the outcome of a game taken out of their hands. As a coach, parent, and member of this community, we attend these contests to support our daughters, granddaughters, sisters, and young ladies who are special to us. These officials across the valley help make this happen. They often take time away from their own families for this to be possible. We teach our players to be accountable for their actions, and that is exactly what happened this evening. The officiating crew was right in their decision, and now our ladies are the ones who must deal with the outcome. Officiating is a thankless job, and I can assure you, I have no desire to ever partake in it. Officials will certainly miss calls, but they're doing their best. As a coach and parent, I am absolutely guilty of questioning the accuracy of their whistle at times, but the continual badgering I witnessed tonight was unfortunate. I hope that in the future, we will focus on cheering on our young ladies with support and encouragement. We can do better. Signed, Coach Smith. Could you imagine? Could you just imagine your behavior getting to the point where a coach has to write, we were up 14 points, the referee said, I can't do it anymore. You're so awful at an 8th grade girls basketball game. Game over, done, finished. We're folding up our tent and we're going home. I'm so glad I don't live in this world and see this all the time.
Yeah, and actually we'll be at a tournament tonight and tomorrow night out in that neck of the woods where Minio's is, right in North Park. And I always go into these things as a youth sports parent, worried about what's going to happen. Who's going to be the person on the sidelines who starts to get into the ref and starts to get too loud and too aggressive with the official, because it happens almost anywhere you go. You see it, unfortunately. There's always somebody there. And I don't know why people can't grasp the idea of, if you're not cheering on your kid and their team, or if you want to say something to your kid specifically, like, hey, they booed a ground ball, get your butt down, get your glove in the dirt, something like that to your kid specifically, okay? Other than that, You don't need to be yelling at anybody except to cheer people on.
You know what? Sports are great, and they teach you a lot of things, especially at a young age if you're able to play it. And, you know, these young girls are learning a lot of life lessons. They're going to practice every day. They're sacrificing. They're going to school. They're staying after school. They're putting in extra work. They're working really hard to be a part of something. And parents nowadays, and I think it's more enhanced than ever, they put themselves first. Now, I know parents want to win. Kids obviously want to win as well, but parents are thinking about themselves first. Whether you're the parent that thinks your kid is going to be Tom Brady, whether you're the parent that thinks that your kid should win every single game, parents nowadays and adults nowadays are taking this way, way too far. You're thinking about yourself and not thinking about what your kid is sacrificing. Mm-hmm. You're taking away all these things that your kid does every single day to try to be something, to try to be a part of something. And you're putting yourself before your kid. Like, parents have to have that mentality going into these games that you're not hurting, you know, the school. You are hurting the school, but you're really hurting your individual child more than anything. And it's absolutely ridiculous that adults behave this way at this point.
You know, I look back on it, and by the way, Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. I look back on it from the crazy parents, and I'm older than you guys. But there were still some crazy parents. If you look at it in retrospect, I'm not saying these things are good because they're not. But now that you see it, it did expose who the idiots were.
Mm-hmm.
And you're able to pick them out much more easily. And then as you advance through life, they kept being the idiots.
Yeah.
That's the thing,
you know
though,
what I mean?
But that's the thing, Colin. It's like it exposed who the idiots were, but now you know that that person's always going to be an idiot. You have to deal with them all the time. You're like, I got to see this guy. Like, I got to go to, you know, my son's baseball game, and this, you know, parent is, I know he's going to be ridiculous, and then I have to see what happens. I have to make sure my kid doesn't get any, you know, in any situation mm-hmm. where he's affected by this, and then it's just a burden on you every single second.
And it does come back around too, you know. Back when we used to talk to Amy Schuneman a lot, Colin, she used to tell us about the dearth of officials available for high school games. This is trickling down to eighth grade now. And you wonder why high school games in the WPIAL in particular, or PIAA, have to be spread out all over the weekend. In some cases, because the same officiating crews that are working Friday nights have to work on a Saturday afternoon. Or in order to get the games in, because they don't have enough officials
for
to spread
20
around.
Bucks. Like,
because
they're
not getting
kids.
Rich.
Yes, they're not doing it to make it to the next level. They're doing it for the kids, to make sure the kids have a place to go that they can go compete somewhere. It's just at this point, and I see this a lot, and you know that's another example of it that you just read, Colin. It is we're talking about adults, not kids. You know, you could see kids acting up because they're kids, but these are adults acting ridiculous.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. I still struggle with what the root of it is. Is it parents living vicariously through their kids? Is it parents who are just so hell-bent on competition? Are they trying to relive their own childhood? Do they think their kids are going to reach false glory? Is it all that stuff? Probably. Like,
yeah.
I know a guy that won a Super Bowl and a national championship. He won a Super Bowl and a national championship, and he's coaching around here. And he's just helping out. He's not like a head coach or anything. And he was telling me there were times where he'd have a parent, and he said, this guy wouldn't be in any shape at all and whatever. Mm-hmm. And he'd come up to me and he'd say, and this was before, like during camp of a football team. And he'd say, you mean you guys are going to run that? You're not going to. And he said, I don't have the heart, nor would I. I'm not wired like this to say, like, I won a Super Bowl and a national championship.
Right. I might know what I'm doing.
And he said, but it's that kind of stuff that does drive people away, not just from officiating, but from coaching, like good people. Why do I ever want to get involved in this if this schlep is going to try to tell me we're running this and I'm just in it for the kids to help them out?
Right.
I'm glad I'm not in this world. I really am. I'm glad I'm not in this world. Mike, he's driving. Mike's on the fan. Good morning to you, Mike. How's everything?
Good morning, gentlemen. Being a ref right now for PAL, A lot of the parents are living their second lives through their children, and it is a shame. I had a game this past season, and a coach, he stopped the game. His kids were getting the brakes beat off of him, and it was just a mercy rule game, and the coach stopped the game to protect his players. I had a mom come off the stands to cuss out the coach because she didn't get to see her son finish the game. And that little boy was getting murdered. And also, though, a lot of the coaches don't really know all of the rules, so they're not really teaching the kids the right thing as well. So it's mainly on our parents. Before you jump out there, know the game yourself to protect your kids.
Thanks to Mike. Big thanks, Mike, for his call. Yeah. It's a weird – I can't be that guy. Even if my kids were good at sports or played sports, were heavily involved in it, I'm mortified. The part that gets me, I guess this is it. The people who – like, let's say that you're a parent, and I read that letter. You can go back and listen to our Odyssey Rewind app. There was a letter to kind of reset here. Not far from here, eighth grade girls basketball game over in Ohio. Team's up by 18 points, I think I said, or 16 points.
14, but yeah, here
and
over there.
And they had to – they forfeited. The ref said, you guys are out of control. Game's over. Eighth grade game. Game's over. Parents are out of control. Where I always come back to is, how does that person that forced that atmosphere, the guy screaming at the ref – the mom that's out of control, whatever. How do they just say that's like Tuesday night? How do Wednesday at 7 o'clock, the alarm clock goes off, and they just like go to work? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, yeah. All right. What happened last night? How was your kid's game? Well, you're never going to believe it. Are they always in denial, like, well, the ref sucked. You know, you'll never believe how this happened. They were awful. How do you just go about your regular life?
Yeah, you got to be a blame
and not
shifter,
have
right?
any embarrassment.
They're the same people that don't have their profile picture on Twitter. That's the same type of people.
I would just be soaked in shame forever if I had done something to cause an official to call one of my kids' games because I was mouthing off at a ref and couldn't control myself. I mean, I wouldn't be able to. I'd have a hard time getting out of bed the next morning. I feel like it's complete and total failure.
But there's so many of these instances and so many people that there have to be a bunch of people that just, I guess they always think everybody else is wrong.
Mm-hmm. And this is the one thing that we can't, and I just kind of referenced it, but this is the one thing that people can't blame on social media and can't blame on cell phones. You know, everything nowadays, yeah. Oh, well, social media did that, or, you know, having phones did that. This is an etiquette issue. This is an issue that adults need to figure out and need to understand that you're not there for you, and you're hurting your kid at the end of the day, and you're hurting the integrity of sports. You really are. It blows my mind, and I'm gonna have to deal with it a lot. I know that I am. I have three little boys at home. I have to deal with it for the next how many years? And I just know that it's going to get worse and worse and worse because people think they're entitled to say things to people who are actually trying to do and trying to better things.
Do you want to coach? Do you want to help out?
No. No, just the story that you just said. You know a guy that was a national champion, was a Super Bowl quarterback. I couldn't imagine trying to coach a team, especially in football, and having a dad come and try to question something that I was doing and looking at him and be like, you know, I could just say, you know, I don't even want to put myself in that situation because then I'm jeopardizing my kids and I'm jeopardizing the teammates of my kid. I would never want to do that, so I'm sitting in the stands and I'm watching.
Are you the dad in the corner minding your business?
Yep.
Or is that what you are? The
yep.
guy out in center field standing against the fence?
That's exactly what I am. Don't say one word about anything. I don't even clap.
It's
just watching.
It's sad. It really is. It is totally sad. Man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.